articles, confirmed television reports, and responsible eyewitnesses are considered valid sources. 4. The candidate must be capable of sound judgment. We're not talking about kids who imitate television stuntmen or adults addled by insulin shock. But if you choose to become inebriated and impair your own thinking, you can win a Darwin despite the self-inflicted infirmity. 5. The candidate must be the cause of his own demise. One cannot have the greatness of a Darwin Award thrust upon oneself. Only a person who voluntarily throws caution to the wind, demonstrating his own manifest unfitness for survival, is worthy of this honor. This audiobook contains 4 categories of stories. Darwin Awards nominees lost their reproductive capacity generally because they died. This is the only category eligible to compete for the Darwin Award. Honorable mentions are foolish misadventures that stop short of the ultimate sacrifice, but still illustrate the innovative spirit of Darwin Award candidates. Urban legends are cautionary tales of evolution in action, and are so popular they have become part of the internet culture. Various versions are widely circulated, but their origins are largely unknown. They should be understood as the fables they are. Any resemblance to actual events or to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Personal accounts were submitted by loyal readers blowing the whistle on stupidity and are plausible but unverified narratives.